Former South African Army officer Neil De Beer is one of many private security experts who've warned that militias and terrorist groups are being trained in military tactics at camps in the country.
We know for a fact that they live amongst us. The current scenario of people warning, giving red flags and saying that South Africa is becoming a portal for these kinds of crimes, terror, is no more debated.
In recent years, the United States has placed sanctions on several individuals alleged to be operatives and trainers for groups including Al-Qaeda and ISIS in South Africa. Washington has described South Africa as a hub of terrorism financing and training. De Beer says the previous government, under the sole control of the African National Congress, the ANC, had, in his words, no will to change the situation. De Beer points to the experience of a former senior police administrative employee, Patricia Mashale, as evidence of this lack of political will. In 2022, Mashale approached police commanders, the state security agency, and top ANC members with evidence that police members were working with security companies to run secret military training camps.
April 2022, me and my husband George Mashale handed over two flash drives to the former Deputy Minister of SSA, Zizi Kodwa, regarding those illegal military training camps. We also reported it to the former National Commissioner General Sithole. He didn't want information, he wanted details of the source. That's when we told him that we will never give him the details of the sources because they're our sources, we must take them, and we know what happened to the source.
The former Deputy Minister of South Africa's State Security Agency, Zizi Kodwa, and former National Police Commissioner, Enoch Sithole, deny receiving evidence of illegal military training camps. Mashale told VOA shortly after she spilled the beans about the camps, she was arrested on charges including spreading false information. A judge acquitted her on Tuesday. De Beer says Mashale's experience shows that many people have known for a long time about illegal military training in South Africa.
South Africa is becoming a logistical conduit to terror. The level of cartel movement, of drug shipping, of armament, of training, of cash flow is not just being said by current authority. The United States of America, who has fought terror, fought cartels and fundamentalism in every part of the globe, has recognized that there are certain individuals currently residing in this country of ours that don't just speak to terrorists, engage with terrorists, but are funding them. We better wake up, because if we don't, the absolute terror now being cast in Mozambique, the horrific deaths and killings in DRC are going to come to roost in this country.
The ANC, which led the government for 30 years, now shares power with several parties in a coalition government established after national elections in May. South Africa's new security ministries, established after the election, say they're forming specialized anti-terror units. These units, they say, will also be tasked with shutting down all facilities suspected of training potential terrorists. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.